as we sat around as a family, deciding what we wanted for Dad's service, we started telling stories about Dad and how he told stories and how he loved to tell stories. And so what we'd like to do is share a couple of stories with you that are symbolic of the way Dad was. And then while we're doing that, if any of you would like to tell stories about Vern, be thinking about that, and after we're done, raise your hand and someone will bring a mic to you and you can join in the small tradition of storytelling.
Oh, why don't I start with the one about the burrow in the water?
That's a good laugh.
The burrow in the water.
Is a wonderful story. It is, because that was a trip with not just the family, but Grandpa and Grandma Small. Mm-hmm. And the two of them seemed to feed off of each other. And that was good fun. But the burrow, we went on a tour, I guess you'd call it. And we had to cross a river with these burrows. And all of us made it across and looked back, and there was Dad, who was taller than this burrow, sitting in the middle of the stream with his feet up because the burrow would not move. And we sat there laughing hilariously at him and taking pictures while this poor burrow had decided he had carried someone bigger than him as far as he was to go. And eventually, the Mexican guide that was with us convinced this poor little burrow that he was not going to get home without taking this man with him, and got him out of the river. But I can picture him sitting there, and he was big enough to straddle that burrow, and with his knees up his chin, trying to keep from getting wet in the middle of the river.
And what you should have done with that story is, you should have said, "Well, let me tell ya." And you could have strung out that story a little longer.
It's a little too short.
Well, Seth, we went to Big Bend, and it came up a monsoon rainstorm, and we all had to run for cover. But unfortunately, Vern was sitting in a camping chair and a skunk took residence underneath him. And he couldn't move out of the rain because he thought the skunk would spray him because he was keeping the skunk dry. So we all stood in the camper door taking pictures and laughing while he got absolutely drenched to the skin, keeping the skunk dry.
Well, famous Hackensack story.
Well,
yeah. All mom's fault.
Who's, yeah. No.
Who gets to tell the true version?
I get to now.
Do I get to play Dad?
Yeah.
Then you can tell the story, and I'll tell you the truth.
You make the corrections.
That's right.
What do you mean you'll tell the truth? We were driving with two little babies in the car from Washington, D.C. to New England Sand in Stoneham, Massachusetts. And to do that, you had to go through New York.
You're coming to visit us?
Yes. And we regularly got lost. Because if you weren't in the line of traffic in New York, you couldn't change lanes. Because no
true.
One in New York lets you change
good
lanes.
Job, good job.
So, somehow, Vern got on the wrong lane and went on the wrong road.
Well, somehow
you need to be saying, Margaret.
No. And we ended up in Hackensack, New Jersey.
That is not the truth. That is not the truth at all.
The truth
is that you were reading the map and gave him the wrong directions.
Oh, no. He did it all by himself.
That got you to Hackensack, New Jersey.
And Hackensack was in the middle of, I don't know what type of traffic jam, but we sat there for hours.
After Grandma had said her story, I could just see Grandpa's in there. Well, no, that's not entirely true.
Exactly!
He'd be sitting back, well, that's not entirely true now.
That's very good.
Shows how well we all know Grandpa.
That's very good.
So apparently this is an undecided feud for how long? 35 years?
I'm sorry?
How long has it been undecided?
It's been decided.
More than that. Probably about
5 years. It's been decided.
Gene's been in the story a long
time. Yes, we've only been arguing about it for 40 years.